It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
To the highest mountains, from the corners of the earth, two men have traveled leagues to bring you welcome to the Eagle Boys, Drew Ladd and Nick Huber. Overkill.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Eagle Boys. Once again, my name is Nick.
My name is Drew.
And today, we have a very talented man with us today. We have Bud Troxel here in the studio today.
How you guys doing?
Good. How you doing, man?
Not too shabby.
So I heard that he met you at 20 Mile when you were performing. Now, my very first question, very, very essential question. How drunk was he when he was talking to you?
I'm not sure, honestly.
I don't think either one of us even remember. I don't even remember how much I drank. I don't think I drank at all that night.
That wouldn't surprise me. You seemed on your game.
I remember I was on a date and it was going terribly. She didn't like anything I had to say. Like she literally was like not. It was just bad. It wasn't good. It's not like she did anything. It's more of like it just wasn't a good.
She didn't understand me.
But like it just wasn't a good matchup. But I was like, okay, I guess I'm going to do something with myself. So I went up to you, and then I went up to a girl who I liked as well. Like, she was a really good singer. And I texted her a couple times, and then she stopped responding. And I was like, all right, fuck it. And then, yeah, so.
Don't make him feel like he was the second choice.
No,
what the fuck?
No. I was going to have both, but then.
Oh, my
he was,
God.
No, that's respect, because you actually, like, you know.
No, dude. We'd be playing Xbox, me and my buddies, talking about, dude, we got to start our podcast. But I don't have enough stuff to interesting to say, and he's a quiet guy, so
yeah,
it's better to jump on someone else's.
That's kind of how we started. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, it took him literally coming to me one day and just going like, so we're going to start a podcast, right? And if we do this, we could do it right. And that was pretty much the end of that. And here we are, how many episodes later are we at? 28?
28 maybe.
Episodes later.
I don't even know what episode we're at, actually.
I think we're on 28. I think it's 28.
I want to say 23.
Our podcast is old enough to buy a car.
Will, can we look up how many episodes
or to
we
rent
have?
A car. Is that rent a car? No, that's 26, isn't it?
No, that's 25.
That's 25. That's
hotel
right.
Room. Some hotel rooms.
Some hotel rooms.
Some rental cars, 25.
Some rental cars. So, our podcast had been a little bit.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
27. Yeah. So there you go. 28.
Yeah. This will be 28.
This will be 28. Crazy. Glad to have you for 28.
Of course, man.
You know,
so how far do you drive to like perform a song?
My first gigs, I started like really gigging, just like not open mics, not open jams, anything like that. Just me. I started doing those last winter. I was driving 45 minutes to go play. I live in the city, but it was like in Hamilton. I was playing drums for this couple that, I don't know, they knew the owner of this tattoo shop or something, and he opened a bar that was also like a coffee shop in like a guitar store. They got like guitars hanging on the wall. Shout out Immortal Vibes.
Immortal Vibes.
Immortal Vibes, Hamilton, Ohio. But Yeah, they heard the couple had me playing drums with them, but when they were taking a break, they let me like get up there with my guitar and start playing a little bit. And the owner walked in, or the owner's daughter or something, and they asked me to do gigs. They were like, "How much do you charge?" I looked at my dad. I was like, "How much I charge?
What do I charge?
Come on." And I was like, "I mean, I'll do it for like $50. I'll do like 2 hours for $50. They're like, "All right, well, we'll let you know some dates and stuff." And then I ended up playing there every Thursday or every other Thursday for like 2 or 3 months.
I feel like you can get a lot more money than $50, though.
Dude, well, she texted me. She was like, "All right, we'll book you Thursdays 7 to 10 for like $150. And I was like, "Dude, I don't even have that many songs, but okay."
But we can see what we can do.
Yeah. And then the first time I had like all my friends and family there. And then she was like, "This is the most people we've ever seen," but they had just opened up. And then like the second time it was like my dad and my mom.
I hear you.
It's like they weren't well known enough to have people in there every night.
Yeah, but, for sure.
And it's like two separate rooms. So I was like playing by myself. Everybody that was on, even in the bar, was on the other side getting drinks. I was like, "This sucks," but whatever.
Yeah. You know, it's the life of a musician, man. We know it just as well as you do. You know, first performing at Cindy's, that was weird.
It's like a good deed, man. You got to do it even if no one's
looking.
Dude,
you got to do it even if nobody's looking. Yeah. You know, and I see that every day. It's just like, even when I see like performers at a bar and like I feel like no one's paying attention, I'll still give them a, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Like,
dude,
I'll give them some.
That's the worst thing ever. When you're playing and you know no one's listening, when you're playing, you expect like not even like an applause, like the crowd to go crazy, but it's
give
me snaps like, or a golf clap or something.
Yeah, like woo, just give me one of those, even if it's your heart's not behind it.
Then you get that, you get nothing for like once in a while. It's the worst thing ever.
Yeah, that I couldn't even imagine, dude.
You could do stand up.
Dude,
just like tell some jokes.
I wish I was funny in like a tech, like in the context of just like standing on stage and performing it.
Yeah,
but I can only be funny if I'm like sitting in a room
and just like chilling.
Yeah,
you know,
I can't. Yeah, I can't force it. I've tried to sit down and write jokes too, but I can't.
I thought about doing stand up comedy, but I don't think I could get up there and like, because like you have to like. Like choose to either take on like a persona or you can go up there and just be yourself. And it's hard to not like be like another person and try to be funny.
Especially because like the comedians, like I feel like comedians especially have such strong personalities.
Yeah.
It's like Shane Gillis, dude, he's like my favorite. He's everybody's favorite, I think. But
oh, dude, he's
but
golden.
Like
he is really funny.
He's so like. His personality is so strong and he's just so funny naturally. I was like hanging out with my friends all summer and stuff. And we would watch his Netflix special. I probably watched it 600 times.
Oh, dude.
We were watching it every night, dude. But I started saying stuff and like taking on like the facial expressions that he had. And I was like thinking about it. I was like, dude, this is getting bad. Like, I'm not even trying to like I don't even feel like myself. I was sitting like, really, dude?
I can't lie to
Are
you.
Are you kidding me, dude?
I'd taken on the hand expressions that he does. Dude.
Yeah.
Dude, I do the hand shit all the time.
Do you
like
ever watch
just
Kill
like
Tony?
I dodged it, but dude. It nicked me.
Or the kangaroo dude. Dude,
he was so good on Kill Tony playing as Trump.
Oh, dude,
oh,
that
my
was
God.
That was you
guys,
hysterical.
You guys seen the Dr. Phil one?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
dude,
yeah.
Dude, he's amazing.
He actually plays a few characters.
When he was on tour, he brought the real Dr. Phil out to one of his shows.
Yeah, yeah.
And That's it was him dressed up as Dr. Phil sitting with Dr. Phil.
Yeah. Dude.
It was the greatest thing I'd ever witnessed.
Kill Tony's on Netflix?
No. I'm saying his thing with Dr. Phil is on Netflix.
Oh, it's like
I forget
a special.
Can you look up his name real quick? Just type in who's the guy that acts as Dr. Phil.
Adam Ray.
Is he the one that does Joe Biden too? Yeah.
Yes.
He has a
he
few
did a
characters.
Killer
he
has Joe
like,
Biden.
There's like characters that he just made up. There's like a nerd one. there's one really funny, and it's
who's your favorite?
Can you look up like a clip of it? Type in Adam Ray plays old lady. It is so fucking funny. I forget her name.
My favorite one that he did as Dr. Phil was he was on Kill Tony, and that one guy was like, yeah, I was molested by like 8 people when I was younger. How many books do I get, Dr. Phil? And he's just like,
yeah.
It's, who was your favorite? It's the greatest thing he ever said.
We can't play a lot of it.
Yeah.
You bought your home.
God damn it.
Ads.
I hate the ads.
Bro, you go to more info, you go to the sponsor thing, you push more info, then it gives you a thing you can just skip right past the ad.
Oh, really?
Oh, for sure?
Yeah, man.
I didn't know that.
Spent a lot of time.
Yeah, on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Elaine!
Elaine, that's right.
Elaine.
Do you like to drink?
That's Adam Ray.
From time to time.
Holy shit.
Pass Blue Ribbon. Ooh. I play with myself to that later.
He's so talented.
Or a girl.
Yeah. No, he has like all these characters that he plays. And think like, what kind of maniac do you have to be to make up a bunch of characters and then just fucking.
Dude,
you know?
he has a brilliant comedic mind.
I've never seen him. I never.
I didn't
seen
even
him
know
before.
About him until Tony. Until Coach Tony. I had no idea he even existed.
Dude, you cut off at the perfect time.
Someone that looks like a dude.
Well, can you turn me up a hair?
But has a pussy.
I'm not talking loud enough. Thank you. But yeah, no, Adam Ray is he's a very talented guy.
Very talented.
I would say so. And I really want to go see Kill Tony. Like, I want to go to, you know, fucking Texas.
Dude.
Could you get up there if on Kill Tony if they pulled you from that?
I think you
if
could
I,
do it.
If I knew that, if I was like, all right, we got tickets to Kill Tony, and like, I had like 3 months or like a month, I think I could crush.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
dude.
I think
like,
I could kill.
Yeah, but you go up there and then like it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, especially if you go after someone who just killed.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, dude, like, cause Kill Tony, like, obviously we all know there's like those diamonds in the rough that just like kill it right out the gate first time.
Like that one guy, Cameron or
Cam Patterson.
Cam Patterson. Yeah.
Killed it right out the gate. You know what I mean?
There's a lot of them. And then they'll give them like a golden ticket, which means that they can come on the show whenever they want.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then same thing with Drew Nickens. Yeah.
We had her on the podcast.
There was this chick that got like one of the golden tickets. She kills every time.
Oh, you're talking about the chick in the wheelchair?
Yeah.
She's funny. Yeah. What is her name? Look her up real quick.
She's actually really funny.
But like, I don't know. It's those things that it's like retroactive or
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Introspective, whatever the word is.
Yeah.
Like every time I'm like, I wake up the next morning, I'm like, dude, I crushed last night to my two friends that are living off unemployment right now.
Yeah.
I crushed that shit, bro.
It's a tough life.
It is. She's funny as hell. Yeah. Fiona Cawley.
But I can't handle people making fun of me, even if it's in a joking manner. Like, I'm not going to sit there and fight them, but like,
no,
I'll sit there and giggle, but it's like mad awkward. I'm like,
yeah, like they're like hecklers. I don't know how anybody, that's what kills me. Comedian hecklers. When you like see them like, dude, you paid for this.
See, hecklers, I think I could take care of because I'm on a platform and they're sitting down there. So there's
like a power dynamic.
Yeah. There's like people coming to see me.
And plus,
even if they're
microphone.
Not here to see me, they're here to see part of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But like Kill Tony sitting there making fun of me.
I don't know if I'd be able to do that.
Yeah.
Because he's so strong witted, dude. He's one of the smartest dudes I've ever seen.
And if he doesn't like you, then he'll tear you apart. And if you fire
rip
back,
you apart, dude.
Dude, there was this like 20-year-old that went on the show. And I think Tony said he didn't like him at all or something, but the crowd loved him. And he just kept talking. He just kept calling Tony gay or something. He was like, that baby blue puffer vest matches your eyes, Tony. It was so funny, dude. He started doing his voice. It was awesome.
That's so great. The guy's name.
Yeah, I've
that had to hurt Tony, you know?
Like I watched every single episode.
Yeah,
that I comes watched out. It for a while. Yeah. I was, dude, I went on a huge road trip and I was listening to it the whole time.
Yeah.
But I watched probably 17.
It episodes. Is like super cringe to watch someone just like completely bomb.
You kind of get used to it though.
It like, just pisses me off.
Dude, like, it just makes me mad when like I'm not even laughing.
Why
I'm
would
like,
you sign up with that?
Right. Dude, you know, like, did you pitch that to like any of your friends?
Right, you and got are your bad friends, man.
Is, yeah. I was going to say, and if they said it was good, you got bad friends.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, because if he came to me with his pitch or I came to him with mine to go on Kill Tony and it was bad, I would hope he would tell me it was bad.
I actually got some jokes written down. You guys want to hear it?
Oh, shit. All right, let's see what we got. This is the official Kill Tony audition for Drew Ladd. We'll see what you got here.
All right, hold on. Damn. Get physical safety but not emotional safety. I can take a walk at 2 a.m, but I can't tell anyone why I'm taking a walk at 2 a.m. That was not funny. Fuck me.
No, I was yeah. like, what? That didn't even make any sense.
Yeah, it did.
It did.
I took a walk at 2 a.m. last time I remembered though. Damn, I phrased that so bad. That was gibberish, dude. The last time I remember taking a walk at 2 a.m, it was after the Bengals Super Bowl loss. I was like 17 or 16. It's like me and my posse of 3 other high schoolers were walking down the streets of the suburbs saying, fuck Eli Apple.
Just going at it.
Dude, he sold it. I don't even like football. I don't know why I felt the need to talk about that, but
yeah.
Felt the need to speak on something we know nothing about.
Yeah, shout out. Never mind. Don't shout out Eli.
We ain't gonna shit. My coworker's gonna watch us and be like, fuck that dude.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Where you work?
Where you in McCabe Lumber? Let's go.
Dude, shout out Zeth Zawadny. He works at Carter Lumber. He's from Toledo, man.
Oh yeah. That's right. That's one of our competitors.
He loves Very Carter nice. Lumber, dude.
We deal with them a little bit on the side.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We had a few people leave to go there, but you know,
yeah,
whatever. Anyway, we got another video.
We got a couple lined up here.
I saw something about Alaska.
There was something about Alaska.
Yeah, play that Alaska stuff, please.
I don't know. Yeah, this will come.
Oh, okay.
Today I learned an American photographer lost and fatally stranded in Alaskan wilderness was ignored by a state trooper plane because he raised his fist, which is the sign of all okay.
Oh my God. When, what year is this? Does it say?
McCunn was go up a little bit. Oh, okay. That's just his early life.
64. Oh, high school in 64.
So wait, this guy got stranded because a cop just ignored him?
So McCunn intended to photograph wildlife for about 5 months. On this trip, he flew in with his 500 rolls of film, 1,400 pounds of provisions, 2 rifles, and a shotgun. I think I should have used more foresight about arranging my departure. I'll soon find out. Holy shit.
Keep going. Dude, that reminds me of... I'm sure you guys know Chris McCandless or Chris McCann something. Dude, he left his house. He was like raised by these super rich, like something, I don't know, like bankers or something.
Yeah, entrepreneurs, whatever.
And he left and went up to Alaska. He was like leaving, or he just traveled the U.S. for years and years. And he went missing one time. He was just doing odd jobs. And they couldn't, like his parents finally realized that like he was gone and stuff. And they reported him. They found his car like across the country in a ditch with the license plate like under the floor mat. And then he ended up in Alaska like dead.
That's fun.
Dude, there's a book about it. You should read it. It's called Into the Wild.
Will you scroll back up?
Into the Wild. Bit. And he straight up just went missing, like, you know.
Yeah. Hey,
stop.
Well, and he thought he, like, researched really well, but there were these old buses, retired buses, that were just in the woods, like, in the mountains, and he was living in one of those in Alaska. And,
dude, he probably...
Yeah, yeah. What's his name?
Oh, Chris? There's a whole movie on it?
Yeah, the movie's sick, too. It's the only book that I read in high school.
So, like, what ended up...
Well, he ate... Apparently, he said in his writing, he said he killed a moose. But I don't think he had a big enough gun. There was, like, something that proved it wrong, and it was a elk, or, like, a caribou, or I think it was probably an elk.
I was going to say, there's no way.
And he let that spoil because he didn't know how to... like, keep it properly. He, like, dug it in the dirt or something, but he didn't dig it deep enough. And then he ate a plant, and they think that's what killed him, is the plant. He thought it was, like, a beetroot or something. I don't know, something crazy he could eat, and it just wasn't.
Jesus. So he just ate, like, some poisonous or something?
So it says, an Alaska state trooper flew over the lake in late August and observed McCunn's campsite. The pilot did not sense McCunn was in distress, since he waved his orange sleeping bag very casually. I feel like if you fucking see someone waving something.
Dude, if you see someone waving something clearly fluorescent to everything else, I'd be like, hey, we good? Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
If you can see him, that it's in a fist and not a hand, you should be able to see him frantically waving. Like,
you should be able to tell and be close enough to just even scream out, like, you good? Like, you need some help?
Or at least be better safe than sorry and, like, check up on him. Like,
no, he just looked over and said, checks out, and just drove on off.
Yeah.
A state trooper helped mark his campsite on a map, stated that he was aware of a hunting cabin located 5 miles from his campsite.
Checks out.
So he was, like, really close to, like, being somewhere safe, then he fucked up, and then someone didn't help him, and a state trooper just passed him by. And then, can you go to his death? Like,
how dizzy spells and constant chills? Yeah.
That's pretty brutal.
McCunn decided to end his own life. Jesus.
Oh, wow. If a freaking state trooper just, like, straight up ignored me, yeah. Chick, bam, I'd go the way of Kurt Cobain.
Dear God in heaven, please forgive my weakness and my sins. Please look over my family. Jesus, fuck. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
This took a turn.
All right. Crazy. All right, Drew, what are you bringing to us?
Yeah, I don't...
Well, how did he not know about it? I mean, if it's...
Maybe he just forgot about it.
Yeah, or, I mean, it's not all... Like, you're, like... That's assuming, like, it's on, like, a mountain or something. It could be on, like, the other side of a mountain. There's...
Side note, he probably went crazy. That's a possibility.
I would, too, man.
Probably started losing his mind and just didn't even think about it.
I think once you get cold enough, like, you just lose...
You just start losing sanity.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I don't even think you can think at that point.
No.
Like you can't, like, the only thing you can think about is, like, random thoughts or...
No, you hit fight or flight and you're like, I need to get warm somehow.
Well, my parents, oh, my bad.
You good?
My parents, they were on, the first time they did, like, a huge hike, it was, like, 12 miles, which isn't that crazy. But they were telling me, like, they were just so, they had didn't see anybody the whole hike, and they took a wrong turn, and they were like, it ended up being like 14 or 15 or 16 miles or something like that, a little bit longer.
16 is a lot.
And they said that they were just walking and stuff, and eventually it got to the point of, like, such loneliness, even though they were both together, that they just started, my mom and dad were just, like, randomly talking about the smallest things that happened years ago, just, like, random facts that happened, just, like, remember that time that blah 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 blah.
Oh,
and my dad was like, my dad was like, oh my god, no, but do you remember this, this, and this, and this, and this? And my mom was like, oh my god, yeah. Like,
do you think that
trying to break the silence?
Well, it's either that, or maybe it's like, this could be the last time we're talking to each other.
Yeah, dude, they ran into a bear on that one too, but
oh shit,
it was a black bear. It was, like, in front of them, they were looking at its ass.
Yeah, I'll say, if you're going to run into any of them, that's the one.
I think black bears attack you and brown bears don't attack you.
It depends on the situation.
I guess so.
Grizzlies will go crazy on your ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
If they
see two scares this summer.
Oh, for sure?
Yeah. Well, the past two summers, I've been working and living in Yellowstone National Park.
Living so, next to Dave Chappelle.
No, Yellowstone, like Wyoming. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Yellowstone.
Shout
Springs.
Out Dave Chappelle, though. Back on comedians.
How is
shout
it
out Dave Chappelle.
I've always wanted to go.
Dude, it's awesome. It's so awesome.
What do you do there?
I was my first year right after I graduated high school, I was a housekeeper. And then last year, I was a linen truck driver.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I was like the lead super or whatever. It was chill. It's really cool. It's really cool. I'm not going back this summer though, because I mean, I kind of went out there to write songs and stuff, but there's only so much news.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Stuff you can
really do to be creative. Yeah.
How old are you now?
I'm 20. I just turned 20 on January 4th.
Damn, you're only 20? Holy shit.
Holy shit.
I would have pegged you for way older.
I hope you wouldn't peg me, dude. God.
Well, no, just no.
God damn. You know what I'm saying?
No, I would never peg anyone. I have a penis.
What?
Right? Isn't that what the strap
on? You have
on?
A penis for pegging?
No, I don't think it matters if it's...
I don't really think it does.
Okay, if it's just fake. On a man, then it's...
No, seriously, I thought you were like 25 or something.
Really?
Shit.
I know the mustache is growing in. Haven't shaved it for... I haven't shaved it since last July.
Holy shit.
July 13th, 2023.
When
I'm just
20.
Grateful I can get this, to be honest. You know?
Dude, we're almost 30, and Will's 30. We're
dude, a lot of my friends are like... My two best friends, one's 25 and one's 34. Yeah. I met them out in Yellowstone. They're songwriters too. Nice. Shout out, why can't I remember?
This is like the 10th shout out.
Dude, I'm all about them. Shout keep
out,
them coming.
Shout everyone out. Travis Saturn, aka Travis Burdick. And shout out Dylan Saxon.
There we go. Yeah. Two other local musicians.
Yeah.
Wyoming, I'm presuming.
No, they're from Texas, both of them. I don't. Yeah. Dylan's from Dallas. I don't know where the other ones. I thought about moving out there, or at least going to see.
I've always wanted to go there. Never have.
Yeah.
Never have gone to Texas. Apparently, that's where, like, dude, if you go down there during the summertime, it's nothing but a party at the coast.
Yeah. I don't even know. I don't even know if I'd want to go to the Gulf of America.
Yes.
The Gulf.
Gulf America.
Gulf
America.
I guess we were just being nice before. We just like gave them Gulf of Mexico because it really is Gulf.
I don't really
America.
Know the history behind
it. Or we're just being petty and it doesn't matter. It
I could kind be the of Gulf saw of that as being petty. I was like, dude, yeah, it's a body of water. You know, who cares what the fuck you name it?
Yeah, I guess it really doesn't matter.
Dude, but you could call it Cum Stain Lake and it wouldn't faze me. Like,
what is that in the water?
That's Cum Stain Lake.
Jesus Christ.
The splurge pond.
You want to go swimming like in Cum Stain Lake?
What's another name for a body of water with jizz in it?
Splunk.
A splunk?
Splunk. I think that's what the Australians call it. Splurge is Australia. Spooge is something like that.
Spooge.
Yeah.
I remember I saw Spooge a lot on South Park. They use that term.
I never watched
South
Park.
So that might be a Canadian thing.
Family Guy's awesome, dude. Shout out the monkey rabbi on Family Guy. Dude, look that up real quick, dude. The monkey rabbi on, dude.
Oh, God.
Wait, is that like the evil monkey turned
no,
rabbi?
Dude, it's like a 3-second clip. My mom's probably going to watch this and be pissed, but... One time I was at my friend's house and they would always we'd always get high and watch Family Guy things. And
mom's going to be in for a surprise.
She's going to be in for a surprise.
No, my mom watches
this
too.
She's not in for a surprise, but we had our thing with that, but they played this one time. They played this episode one time or on a YouTube short when we were high as shit in his room. It was awesome.
It is Sunday tradition ever. Except for getting all my cutaway gags ready for the week. Okay, my great uncle wears a ski hat all the time. Griffin will be followed by Nick Nolte's handkerchief, followed by Japanese Abe Lincoln, and then Monkey Rabbi. Hey, where's the Monkey Rabbi? Here's your Torah. You'll be here on Tuesday at 9. Check in with Shirley.
What the fuck? Monkey Rabbi from Family Guy.
That's pretty cool.
Hey, where's the monkey rabbi? Here's your...
Just here.
You guys ever heard of Modest Yahoo?
No.
He's Jewish reggae singer. He's gas.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That reminds me of him.
Modest Yahoo. We'll see what's all about that. Is he a white guy with dreadlocks? Because that's sure what it sounds like.
No, he's Jewish. All right. I thought that was funny.
No, that was Avenged Sevenfold. I was like, dude, that guy's a white guy. Yeah.
Yeah. King Without a Crown is the best one. That looks exactly like Monkey Rabbi.
Oh my God.
65 million views. I think we can only play like 10 seconds.
When you get to like mid song.
Yeah.
Dude, he's got like the hat and everything too.
Bro.
Damn.
He's
like,
so
dude,
fire.
That
Missy out now.
Okay, that guy's actually fire, dude.
Damn.
Yeah, that guy's fire.
Dude, he's got like a studio version, and it's just him and a bass player. And the bass player's got like a 7-string bass. He's crushing it, dude.
That's so awesome.
You ever been to a reggae concert?
No, dude. I was in Yellowstone when Damian Marley and all of the Sons and stuff were doing the Legends Tour, and I wanted to come back so bad. That.
Yeah,
dude.
There's a place called Riverfront. It's right next to Riverbend. It's called Riverfront.
Yeah,
they have a bunch of like concerts there of like all genres.
We saw Dirty Heads there.
Yeah, and fucking Lupe Fiasco played.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
seeing Lupe Fiasco.
I forget I went to that with you.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It was you, me, and Jillian. We went and saw Tropodelics and. Lupe Fiasco and Dirty Heads.
We met the fucking bass player.
Yeah, of Tropodelic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty
dude,
cool.
Dude, I'm real big into reggae. All that Rastafari. I'm really just big into the Rastafari and stuff.
Yeah.
You know cool. What I think like I modern Rasta is definitely like just Wiz Khalifa and Snoop Dogg at this point.
Yeah.
Wiz Khalifa had a really good reggae song that came out. I can't remember what it's called, but it was a really fucking good song.
Wiz Khalifa's fire, man.
Yeah.
Dude, he's still hitting it, dude.
I think he's got like a gumball machine or a Skittles machine in his basement.
That's pretty
I
sick.
I think I saw that, yeah.
That'd be pretty, like one of those turnstile. Like,
yeah, it's like a big ball, dude. It's fire.
That's so fire.
We should get one of those for in here.
That'd be sick.
We should get like a fridge or something.
I've been trying to get a fountain pop machine in my house.
It's a lot harder than it looks.
Yeah, it's like $1,600.
Yeah.
Is it really?
And then you got to like hit, you know, you got to hose it up. And
yeah,
get
you
got to
get the CO2
machine. You
got to
get all the CO2, the syrup and shit. Like,
yeah, but
to mix it.
I drink so much Coke Zero, man.
I feel that.
Do you say syrup or syrup?
Syrup.
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 You just said it different ways.
Syrup. I didn't say syrup. I said syrup.
You say syrup and you say syrup.
You say caramel or caramel?
Caramel.
Caramel.
Well, I'll say caramel to be an asshole, but.
Caramel.
Yeah.
I'll say caramel to be an asshole.
Yeah, I think caramel's pretty stuck up.
Caramel.
Do you spell gray, J or G?
G-R-E-Y.
Or G-R-A-Y.
To me, the color is G-R-E-Y. E is just more of a gray.
Like it really states what it is.
Like A is definitely red. Bright red.
Yes.
I use an A.
Really?
Yeah.
I use an E.
Well, here's what it is. This chick that I went to school with, her last name was Gray, and it was spelled with an A. So now I can't spell it with an A. Not because I didn't like her or anything. It was just that was her last name, not a color.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. I feel that.
Which... I might need
that's
to
the
that
thing. Like,
out.
I don't think we as an American society have really established that because you'll see companies advertise colors and they'll spell it both ways.
I'm really salty about this way we spell tires, though. I wish it was a Y, like the
that, yeah,
like T Y R E.
I just think there's cooler language,
cooler way to
options.
Do things, instead of T I R E.
Have you seen tires with
bro
with Shane Gillis?
So funny,
it's such a
I
good
heard
show.
That's I heard that's really
you
funny.
You haven't watched it, dude. Watch it.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard it's funny.
Go home tonight and watch it.
I probably
it.
Will.
Yeah, you
that's
should.
That's called a callback for all you motherfuckers.
That's a good part of the show. Yeah,
I always loved there was another Shane since we brought it up again. There was another Shane Gillis I really liked. Where they like people have been making memes about it nowadays, where he's like, women don't respect it. Kind of makes me look like a bitch.
I like it.
I like it. I like it.
Did you ever seen that picture of him sitting on his couch with his headset on playing video games? Dude, yeah. It's, oh my God. He's just sitting there like, like a bum, dude.
Oh God.
He's like, that's his character, is literally just being a bro.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. A good get.
That's what I'm saying. That's the easiest get.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if we had him on the podcast,
that'd be amazing.
You know
No, he's way too big for that.
No, dude,
now.
He'd do it.
Who
he'd
I'm looking it. For I next know. Is David Lucas.
David Lucas would be fun.
You know who that is?
I know the name, and if I know who he is.
Tony.
Okay, yeah. Is he the big guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know him.
Try to Zoom call him.
Yeah, which we have to, because like we don't have enough money to like fly people in at this point with the show. Like, we don't make enough, but like when we get to that point, like I'm looking forward to the day we can just take like our funds from like whatever we get and just fly people out.
Dude, I got a lot of cool friends. They come visit me, I'll let you know.
I was going to say, if you got musician friends that want to put their name out there,
dude,
we would love to have them on, man.
Oh, yeah. Did you want to play some shit?
Yeah, I'll play a couple songs.
Yeah, dude, we would fucking love that.
Oh, yeah. What do you guys want to hear?
Okay, well, what do you know how to play? Like, what are you best at?
I like folk music and...
Play some folk.
Okay.
Right?
That was
shit.
He's like, that ain't shit.
He's like, that's just me getting warmed up. It's fine.
All right.
What you got for us, man? We'll let you take it away.
All right. Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. Well, you're the reason I'm traveling on, so don't think twice, it's all right.
That's so good, dude.
Thank you.
Well, there ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, the light you never know. And it ain't no use.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And turning on that light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. Still, I wish there were something you would do or say to make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway, so don't think twice, it's all right.
Good God, bro.
Dude, I fucking...
Leave some pussy for the rest of us.
That was good, man.
Good God.
Carter there, dude. That's a skill.
That's crazy.
Hell yeah, bro.
Bro.
Crazy. It's a little Bob Dylan tune for you.
Shout out Bob Dylan.
Shout out Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy Chalamet did.
Shout out Pete Seeger.
Yes. Valid points all around. Dude.
Now
valid
I remember points. Why I walked up to you. That's
right. That's right.
That's right.
Because this guy sounds like John Mayer and Jesus.
What a cool skill, dude. That's so fucking cool. I wish I could sing like that.
Well, I just started singing like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Over COVID, I started playing the guitar and
just started going crazy with it.
Yeah.
I remember I tried to learn how to play guitar, but like my ADHD mind, I just couldn't put it together.
That's me with everything else but guitar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you want to play one more? Or
yeah, I'll play one
Let's get another one going. Take it away here,
I'll play an original.
Do it.
I wrote a couple originals out in Yellowstone my first season. I got an EP together, 5 songs just about moving out there and stuff. You can check that out. Shout out Bud Troxell on all platforms.
Bud Troxell, all platforms.
Strings and Stones.
Yeah.
We'll link that down in the description below.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Take it away here, bud.
We got you.
This one is called 9 to 5.
Nice.
I played this, so I got an opportunity to audition for American Idol while over this coming, like over this fall and stuff. And we might have to cut that part out when I said over this fall.
That's fine. No, NDAs. We can't.
I got an audition with American Idol and got to go to Nashville.
How was that
Nashville.
Going?
It's pretty good. I mean,
did you make it to the next?
I'm not allowed to say. You'll have to watch.
Can you tell us off air?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck
oh my God.
Cut that part out too, though. Okay, I'm not supposed to tell
you.
No,
we're going to cut that whole deal out.
But it was cool. I auditioned in front of Luke Bryan and
So you got
Kelly,
to meet him?
Not Kelly Clarkson. What's the girl's name?
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah. And Lionel Richie.
Did you actually get to like talk to him?
Yeah. Well, I mean, while I was there, like, well, it wasn't auditioned. Like I met them.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
That's so cool, dude. Yeah. Well, dude, take it away. Let's see what we're going in for.
Well, darling, I can't get you out of my head unless my liver's in distress or my eyes are bloodshot red. Well, my heart is filled full of regret. Well, I'm haunted by the things that I've done. I'll be the first to admit that I was wrong. I'd do anything to hold you in my arms and sing you all the songs I wrote when you were gone. Well, I know that love ain't easy and we had our ups and downs, but I wonder what you think of me once you've seen what I've done now. They say love's a full-time job, but you won't work a 9 to 5. Well, I put a diamond on that finger and all I got back was wasted time. Every time I ask to talk to you, you tell me there's no point. That's why the only spark I trust anymore is the one lighting this joint. Well, I guess that I was wrong to assume you heard the words I voiced. I wish I never bought that ring and got down on my knee. Ever since that moment, you've only taken things from me. Well, I don't got a job and I don't got a degree. And the only friends that I got anymore are booze and LSD. Well, I know that love ain't easy and we had our ups and downs, but I wonder what you'll think of me once you've seen what I've done now. They say love's a full-time job, but you don't work a 9 to 5. I put a diamond on that finger and all I got back was wasted time.
Good God, bro.
You wrote that?
Where did you find this guy?
Holy shit, dude.
Where do you find people like this guy?
I just have an ear for talent. I don't know.
Dude, you are crazy good, bro.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate
like,
it.
Like, insane. Like,
I appreciate it, man.
Dude, you've been knocking out of the park.
Yeah. No, he just knocked it out of the park.
You knocked it out of the park.
No, that's a crazy skill, dude. And that song. So, like, does that song actually speak to you? Did you propose to someone?
No. The producers of American Idol asked me the same thing.
Oh.
they're like, man, you're 19. You proposed to someone? Is that a true story? I said, no. I said, well, there are, like, some parts that, like, are part of my life and stuff.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh. I was like, yep.
They're
if it sells records,
they were looking for a story, dude. They were looking for a story.
Oh, you should have made some shit up, dude.
Dude, well,
I was thinking about.
I got a kid dead. That I never talked to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was thinking about hiring somebody to play my brother in a military uniform.
Just like, to like show up.
Just like walk, like tell them, but I don't know.
Oh, geez.
And then like walk in and surprise me while I'm playing.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
My God.
You got to be careful though, because like you don't want to be a, because I think a lot of people can tell when you're being fake.
Oh, you know? Like, we probably shouldn't put that in. Actually, oh, no,
anything that like.
I'm pushing the limits right here.
But before I put everything out, I'll send you a private link and you can watch it and I'll make sure everything's cool with you. But I'll go I edit every second of this show. So there should be no problem. Yeah. So yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. Anything perfect. You don't want on the show. It's perfect.
Because we've been doing this for like an hour now. Like we already have enough. Like we don't need to fucking put every single second in.
Yeah. You know, but that's so amazing that you can do that, that you're writing this music. I'd love to see talent from my state rise up like that, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's so crazy. You said you've only been doing this for like 3 years.
Yeah, I started. So I, over COVID, when right before COVID hit, I started thinking I wanted to play piano.
Okay.
And I had played drums my whole life since I was like 4 or 5. And I had one piano lesson. Then the shutdown happened.
Yeah.
So then I was like.
So then no more piano
lessons. It was meant to be, dude.
Yeah. And it sounds corny, but the reason I was like wanting to play guitar is piano is like cool. You can get all this crazy stuff and be good at it, but like you can play cool chords and stuff. But guitar is like, there's something about a note, like bending a note. It just shows emotion. That sounds so corny.
Yeah.
But like I'm a big Grateful Dead fan. Same. And like Billy Strings fan.
Yep.
And
Althea is a good song.
Oh yeah. I saw Dead and Company. And their final tour, it was like my third show seeing them or whatever, in Boulder, Colorado. I saw it with my dad. John Mayer, they were playing
Your Body's a Wonderland. That's how I say body now. Batty.
Your body is. Anyway, I saw they were playing, I can't remember what song, but it goes into Hey Jude. And he just ripped the fattest note bend, and it lasted in my head. Like while I was there, it felt like it lasted like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
He's just holding it out, dude. It felt so cool. I started crying. I looked over. My dad's crying. I'm like, dude,
what's going on right now?
Yeah, we're adults. Yeah.
We are. And then you look at each other and realize. Cry. And then you're like, oh.
What is crying?
Yeah.
Suck those tears back in.
No, I'm an emotional little boy. I'm an emotional little boy.
It's all right. It's
I totally get it. We all the same somehow deep down.
Yeah, man.
Sometimes, you know. Well, anyway, I think that's going to wrap it up for us here.
Yeah, we're right over an hour now.
We are.
Yeah.
Bud, thank you so much
for coming on the show today. Thank you guys.
You did a really good job, dude, honestly.
I love this kind of stuff, man. Yeah.
So that's going to do us over here at the Eagle Boys. Once again, Bud, thank you so much. We're going to link the description for his EP down in the description below, as well as any of his socials that you'd like to plug.
Oh, yeah. Bud Troxel Music on TikTok. Bud Troxel on every platform. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and follow him, and also follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and all that, as well as Spotify and Apple Podcast. We are now on Patreon as well, so be sure to click that link down below and give us subscribe. Really supports the channel for subscribing to our Patreon, and we will be bringing you some very exclusive content coming very soon with that as well. I think we got something in the works for that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm working on a full album with a couple people, a full band album too. So
nice.
Check that out when that's out this summer, probably.
Hell yeah.
Got a name for the band?
They're in France studying abroad now, so I'm waiting for them to get home, and then we're going to figure things out.
Then we're going to get in the stew and make it all happen.
Probably call it, like, Bud in the Stems.
Bud in the Stems. That's actually, that'd be cool. That's actually kind of dope.
Bud
in
the High Thoughts or something.
I kind of like that. Like, play on words with that. You know what I mean? Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. Well, once again, that is going to do us over here, and we will catch you all on the next episode.
Peace.
Oh, yeah. Peace.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.